The goal here is to build a drum groove that feels solid, fast, and unmistakably drum and bass. In DNB, your drums do a lot of the heavy lifting. They create the momentum, the groove, and the physical energy of the track. If the rhythm feels right, everything else lands harder. Start with a simple foundation inside Ableton. Keep it clean at first. You want a kick, a snare, and a basic sense of pulse before you worry about detail. In most drum and bass, the snare is the anchor. It gives the groove its shape and makes the speed feel controlled instead of chaotic. Once that snare is sitting confidently, the rest of the beat starts to make sense. Place your kick and snare so the groove feels stable and deliberate. Don't rush into overcomplicating it. The first job is to make the pattern feel convincing on its own. If the core beat already makes you nod your head, you're in a good place. From there, start shaping the movement around that backbone. Add hats or lighter percussion carefully. These smaller sounds are what make the beat feel alive, but they only work if the main rhythm is already doing its job. Think of them as support, not the main event. A tight hat pattern can add urgency, and a few well-placed ghosted elements can make the groove breathe. What you want to listen for here is whether the groove feels like it's pulling forward naturally, not stiff, not messy, but driving. That forward motion is a huge part of what makes DNB work. Even when the pattern is busy, it still needs to feel controlled. As you build, keep checking the relationship between the kick and the snare. That connection matters more than any fancy fill. If the kick feels weak against the snare, or if the snare feels late, the whole groove loses impact. Small timing decisions can completely change the energy. So trust your ears and keep refining. Another thing to listen for is contrast. The strong hits should feel strong. The lighter hits should feel lighter. That difference is what gives the pattern groove instead of just speed. In drum and bass, this works because the genre lives on tension between precision and movement. You want impact, but you also want flow. Inside Ableton, keep the workflow practical. Build the loop, play it repeatedly, and make small adjustments. Move one hit at a time if needed. Change too much at once and you lose perspective. Good drum programming often comes from tiny refinements, not huge changes. Stay patient with that process. This is where the groove gets real. If something feels off, simplify. Strip it back to the kick and snare again and rebuild from there. That's not going backwards. That's producing properly. A strong, simple groove always beats a crowded, weak one. Once the pattern is feeling good, let it run and listen as if you're hearing it in a full track. Does it feel like it could carry bass? Does it create energy without sounding forced? Does the snare give enough authority? These are the right questions. In DNB, the drums need to hold their own even before the rest of the tune arrives. Keep pushing until the rhythm feels confident and natural. Not random, not overdone, just locked. When that happens, the beat starts to feel expensive. That's the zone you're aiming for. So the key idea is simple. Build a strong core groove first, make the kick and snare relationship solid, add supporting detail carefully, and keep listening for forward motion and contrast. That is how you create drums that actually drive a drum and bass track. Now try it for yourself. Open Ableton, build a basic DNB drum loop, and spend time refining the groove before adding anything extra. Keep it tight, keep it intentional, and trust your ears.